Well, good morning, everyone. Lovely to be together this morning again. And before we begin, there are a number of notices this morning. While our church buildings are closed, the church is still continuing and is very busy on Zoom this week. So for your prayers, and for those of you who are participating in the all those who are participating in these meetings, Monday there will be a staff meeting at 4 o'clock and a men's group at 7:30. Tuesday, Greg's close group will meet at 2:30, and at 7:30 p.m. All Saints Mashal PCC will be meeting. The Bible course will be carrying on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. That Bible course is full at the moment. If it's something that you want to get involved in, please do be in touch with Alan and we may be able to arrange another meeting, another Bible course to run. Thursday, Mill Road Home Group will be getting together at 7:30. Do pray for those groups that are meeting. It's great that we can all still be together. North Tuddenham have asked me to announce that the Mardal has been published this month and will be available on the Village website. So please, if you want to have a look at the Mardal, please go to the Village website. May is usually a time when we remember Christian Aid, the charity Christian Aid, and Christian Aid Week is coming up. This year there is no house-to-house collections. If you would normally donate to Christian Aid or you would like to donate to Christian Aid, please could you do this online via the Christian Aid website. And likewise, locally, the food bank is still looking for donations. So please do be in touch with Susan Cossey if you can donate to the food bank. During our service this morning, we will be going into breakout groups during the peace. And during that time, having said peace be with you to one another, there will be time just to say one thing to one another. And what I would like you to think about is just giving thanks for one thing that you really love about meeting together. There will be a time limit on that and we will bring you back together and give you warning of coming back together then. So that's during the peace. Let's just take a moment, shall we, before we begin. Almighty God, we thank you for who you are, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Provider, our actively present Lord. May we each be filled with the Holy Spirit this day, that we might know your love and peace working in us and through us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We're going to begin with our first hymn this morning, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Song.
praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
As God's people, we are called to live in the light of the risen Christ. But there are times when we choose to live in the shadows and walk in our own light, and we come to say sorry to God. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us.
Lord, hear us and help us.
We have lived by the light of our own eyes as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us.
Lord, hear us and help us.
We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us.
Lord, help us and help us.
May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As God's forgiven people, we worship again as we sing together the resurrection hymn.
Bright with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem. Fold in the great rose to fill the light as the angels announce Christ is risen. See God's salvation plan, wrought in love, born in pain, paid in sacrifice. Fulfilled in Christ the man, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. Seen every weeping, where is he laid? As in sorrow she turns from the empty tomb. A voice speaking, calling her name, is the Master, the Lord, raised to life again. The voice that spans the years, speaking life, stirring all, bringing peace to us, will sound till he appears, for he lives, Christ is risen. Thank you.
Hilary is now going to bring us God's word from Acts chapter 2.
We have a problem, Houston. Hold tight. Hilary, I think you need to unmute yourself. Should be bottom left of your screen. If not, if we can't unmute Hilary, I'll read the reading. Okay, apologies, Hilary. I know you practiced this. Sorry, I'll have to read it. So the reading is from Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Thank you, Alan. I'm going to hand over to Mel now, who's going to bring us God's word. Just expound that for us. Thank you, Mel.
Morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all again. And for those of you who don't know me, my name's Mel, and I'm one of the licensed lay ministers in the Mattershall Benefice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray today that you will teach us something from your word to take home and to think about over the coming weeks and months. Amen. Our reading tells us what the early church was like. It was a model that was characterized by four things: teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and prayer. And they were devoted to doing so through the power of the Holy Spirit. They expressed their encounter with Jesus by love and commitment to each other. They had a hunger for the apostles' teaching, and they held lightly onto their possessions and shared their homes and gave to the needy. They broke bread together, sharing hospitality, and they prayed together. And we see that the result of their prayers were miraculous signs and wonders, and the church grew. As we read on in Acts, though, we find that there were disagreements on how the church should engage with the communities around them. There were leadership disputes, disputes about how mission should be carried out, and some members tried to deceive the church about their giving. There were problems in the early church because the church, whilst being described as a family, as we all know, families are made up of individuals. But the model of the early church remains good and is one that we can try, and we have indeed been trying to emulate even in our Western culture in this current COVID-19 pandemic. In my preparation, the word that stood out for me from our passage was together. The early church was together. Our church life has altered radically as the result of lockdown. And it feels like we are not all together. How can we be the church together, although we are separated? We're not able to meet in our temple courts, our individual churches, but we are able to meet virtually in our homes. And the technology means that we can take a peek into each other's homes, even if we can't be together physically. The technology means that we can come together as a benefice, but wider than that, we've had friends and family joining us from all over the country. Rod and I spoke to Brian last week from Northampton. My sister and my nephew have been joining us from Bristol. But wider than that, we've had Global Church, Tom and Susan's son and daughter-in-law, Matthew and Sunday have been joining us as well. And it has perhaps helped us to focus on our minds that the church is not the buildings, but it's the people. And we are part of a bigger church family, much bigger than those we used to worship with on Sundays. Admittedly, the liturgy may not be familiar to some. The songs and hymns may not be known by everyone, but we're still able to worship together. We've heard from the notices. The two men's groups have joined together and they're studying the Bible and praying together. And this week we've got some home groups who are also meeting over Zoom. We've got the Bible course. Again, groups of people studying and learning together. At All Saints, I don't know if it's true of the other churches, but the PCC has been meeting together as well over Zoom to make decisions that need to be made and to pray. We even managed to break bread together, although we were apart on Easter Day. Fiona and Mark are hosting their virtual coffee morning on Thursday to help people meet together, a virtual hospitality. The staff meeting is also happening tomorrow via Zoom. Rod and I also listened to some of the Spring Harvest, the worship and teaching, with members of the church from all over. There was a festival atmosphere without the need to sleep on airbeds or shower toilets and shower blocks. And also we didn't have to travel miles or put up with bad weather. I really feel that there's a sense of unity on a Sunday. People don't want to leave this meeting at the end. It's a bit like lovers saying, no, you go. No, you say goodbye. No, you hang up first. Everyone is waving to each other and saying and talking to each other, and it's wonderful. And we've also been trying to help each other, those in need, during this very bizarre time. We've been phoning each other, shopping for others, donating to the food bank. So we really are the church together, although we are separated. In the future, we'll need to consider how we keep going with the four elements of teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer in the lockdown and when the restrictions and the need for social distancing are lifted. And during that lifting process, which may mean some people are in isolation or social distancing for longer than others. Mark brought us his pebble last week and we had Sally's hairband the week before. I've got a different analogy and in a minute I'll get Alan to put the slide up. But first of all, let me tell you the little story. A couple of weeks ago, I took some food down to Sue. And I was talking to Sue and Alan from the end of their drive. We were talking about the shortage of flour, and Sue was talking about bread making. So I decided it was time to dust off the old bread maker, which I hadn't used for about 3 years. I looked in my cupboard and I had some very, very, very old flour, well past its sell-by date. But I had managed to procure some new yeast and some new milk powder. So having dusted off the bread maker, which as I say, had not been used for about 3 years, I put all the ingredients into it, although I did make one slight mistake. I put too much sugar in, but everything else seemed to be fine. I plugged it in, I turned it on and went out into the garden to read a book. A little bit later, I thought it's about time that the beeper had gone on the bread maker. So I asked Sian if she'd heard it. No. I came into the kitchen and found the light was off on the bread maker. Strange, I thought. Anyway, it took me a little while to realise that obviously in the baking element, the heating element had blown the fuses in the house. Having re-put the fuses back on, the bread maker would not turn back on. Undeterred, I looked inside and I found what I thought was a proven loaf. So what could I do? Didn't want to waste it. So I put it in the oven and went out into the garden again. However, I got a little bit waylaid by the weeding. And as you'll see, Alan, if you'd like to put up the slide. This was the result of my my bread. Now, it looks pretty awful, and to be honest, it was very hard around the edges, but actually it tasted fine. And I feel that this can be used as an analogy for us. I used old ingredients. We all have old traditions in our churches. I used new things, and we've all found new ways to adapt. And I had to adapt when there was a problem with the bread maker. Unfortunately, every man and his dog seems to have bought a bread maker during the lockdown, so I can't replace my old one. So we're going to have to work together as a family. I know many of you will say that when you share the piece with me, there are lots of comments about how cold my hands are. And whilst that's brilliant for making pastry, it's absolutely useless for making bread. So whilst I can mix the ingredients, I need someone with cold hands in my house, either my husband or my daughter, to knead it together. Otherwise, we'll end up with a very flat loaf. So we need to embrace new ways, and we need to continue to work together. Alan, could you take the slide off, please? Thank you. So, my hope and my prayer for the future is that we don't go back to our individual churches and church families and lose the closeness and fellowship with each other and being connected with the wider church in our groups of churches, but also nationally and globally. We need to keep and respect our different traditions, but we still need to keep a sense of unity and our connectedness. Let us embrace how we've changed and move forward like the early church, but in the 21st century at this bizarre time and forward on. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mel. They've given us enough to think about there, I think. Let's just take a moment, actually, shall we, just to think about what Mel's just said and what that might mean for us and for our churches. And so together we declare our faith. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father,
from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named.
We believe in God the Son,
who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love.
We believe in God the Holy Spirit,
who strengthens us with power from on high.
We believe in one God,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
That we sing again of the foundation of our faith as we sing together, Cornerstone.
Trust. Savior's love through the storm. He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale,
today. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
As I said at the beginning, in a moment we are going to share the peace in breakout groups. And just as a reminder, once we have said the peace together, we're also going to just in our groups give thanks for one thing that we really appreciate about meeting together. So, the risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Alleluia.
And we should be going into groups any minute. I think we are gradually coming back. Okay, everyone, we should be coming back now. So ready to join together in a time of prayer. So Anna is going to lead us in our intercessions.
Over to you, Anna. Anna, you're free.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. I'm Anna English, and I'm a member of All Saints Mattershall Church. Let us pray. As we are reminded daily, these are unprecedented times. There is a lot of uncertainty, gloom, and despondency. But this morning, let us put that aside for the moment and concentrate first on all the good things which our generous risen Lord has given us. Our beautiful and fragile world, given a chance to breathe with less pollution in the air, and in Norfolk, our beautiful countryside, with its trees blossoming, crops beginning to grow, wonderful birdsong, sunshine, and much needed rain. Our families, including our church family and friends, who are there for us in the good times and the bad. The good food and clean water that we so often take for granted. The postmen and women, the milkmen, refuse collectors, shopkeepers, teachers, medical staff, and transport workers serving our communities. We have so much to be thankful for. It's easy to lose sight of these blessings at this time of anxiety. But we do need to deal with the anxiety too. So can I invite you to put your hands, palms up, on your laps and to close your eyes. Let us take a few moments to become aware of all the issues and concerns which we have at the moment. Most dominant is probably the all-pervading menace of this frightening invisible virus and the effect it is having on all our lives and our futures. Feel the weight of it in your hands. And for some of us, there are other worries. Additional mental or physical health issues, difficulties with relationships, hard decisions that have to be made, financial worries, concern for other family members, the loss of a job, the loss of a family member or friend. Let us hold the weight of all these in our hands. We recognize that they are part of us at this moment and that we have brought them with us this morning. Now, as we turn our hands over so that the palms are facing downwards on our laps, let all those issues and concerns slip away. Let them fall out of our hands and into the hands of God, who is always there to support us and carry our burdens for us. We can give to Him all our worries and concerns, and we can experience the freedom and the lightness as those anxieties fall away. Now we turn our hands back over again so the palms are facing upwards. Our hands are now open and empty, no longer carrying the burdens and weights that we brought with us, but ready to receive all the good things our God has for us. Let us focus again on our many blessings
and the good things which have been provided for us. Let us acknowledge the kindness, healing, love, and forgiveness that surround us every day. Finally, we ask God to give us back only those things which we do need to deal with and which He has kept safe. We can leave most of our anxieties and concerns with Him. The few we take back are subtly changed, for He has been holding them. Although we need to be ready to take up our responsibilities, we know that God shares them with us, will help us work through them, and that as we do, He will be holding us in the palm of His hands. We can face these coming uncertain weeks with confidence because our God is strong, loving, and faithful, and we can fully put our trust in Him. We are never alone. As Mother Julian of Norwich said, all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. Amen.
We are going to continue as we say the Lord's Prayer together. Everyone will remain muted, so I'd like to invite you to feel free to say the Lord's Prayer in whichever version or whichever language you feel most comfortable. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We are going to sing our final hymn in a moment, and then we will come back together for a final prayer. Thy hand, O God, has guided.
Thank you.
so to our final prayers. To a troubled world, peace from Christ, alleluia. To a searching world,
love from Christ, hallelujah.
To a waiting world,
hope from Christ, hallelujah.
And may God bless us as we go out into this week, united together in the name of Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us, now and always. Amen.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Have a very good week. I think we're going to turn everyone's microphones back on and you can all have a bit of a chat before you go.
Hello.
Jackie.
Bless everybody.
Right, so check it all out. Turning the lights off. The lights are off.
Thank you. Time to go.
See you next time.
Bye. 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 Bye.